This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Just me flying solo today. Oh, my gosh. I'm feeling a bit better every single day. For anybody who's new to the broadcast, about 4.5 weeks, almost 5 weeks ago, I had a horse riding accident where I broke or fractured 13 bones in my body, 9 ribs, 2 vertebrae, my shoulder blade, and my collarbone, and punctured my lung and dislocated my hip. So that was sort of rather a kibosh on my, you know, any plans that I might have had for the next couple of months. but I went to see the bone doctor at the hospital yesterday, which was Wednesday for us. And he said that I'm doing quite well and that I should make a full recovery. And it takes quite a while to heal up from this sort of thing. They said, you know, I had this accident, like I said, almost 5 weeks ago. Our time, 5 weeks tomorrow evening. Ago, so 4.5 to 5 weeks ago, and he said it should be about another 5 weeks before I make a full recovery. Now, onto the credits of the broadcast. Sorry, I should have completed this first. We are broadcasting. I'm broadcasting out of Central Victoria over the Internet Australia. And through GCN Radio Network in Minnesota, and Jason is engineering the broadcast. I don't think we'll be taking calls today. I don't think that that's possible. What we'll be talking about is the Blue Team. And, oh, my gosh, on Tuesday, we had a Blue Team member come around to our place. And if any of you are unaware of the ongoing saga between me and the Blue Team, let's just say that we're not friends. And granted, he was polite, but that doesn't matter, because the Blue Team is not your friend. I should get that, mate. I should get that printed up into T-shirts. My gosh, it's actually true. The Blue Team is not your friend. The police are not your friend. Even if they're being polite to you, they're still not your friend, because I'll tell you why. In 2018, my local municipality, the Loddon Shire Council, they tried to enforce a fraudulent court order against me. They, when I hadn't done anything at all wrong, they had me up on, they came around here. They sent six officers in three separate cars around here when I was on my land, minding my own business back in 2018. And they, by force of arms, well, they arrested me for doing nothing, just being on my land. And what happened was they, you know, by force of arms, made me sign an undertaking of bail. And I did so, but I wrote next to it, via coercio. This is very, very important. This could save somebody's life if you're subjected to the kind of police corruption that I was subjected to. They said, I signed my name, but I wrote next to it, via coercio. Actually, I could have just written VC when they told me to sign my name, but this is good enough. It worked. And it was how I got out of this situation. Via coercio means I was forced to engage in a contract with these people in Latin. It means by force. Coercio means coercion. Force. Okay. Now the law says here in Australia, common law and also the Corporations Act says that contract cannot be via coercio. That's V-I-A-C-O-E-R-C-I-O. It cannot be by force. Because contract via coercio is called extortion, and it's a crime. And I wrote a bunch of other things around it. Look, this is enslavement. And, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I forget exactly what else that I wrote. Anyway, they behaved in a completely thuggish way and, you know, literally laughed and high-fived each other as they got into their cars and drove off. This was back in 2018 when they did this, okay? And what it was they wanted me to appear at a courthouse on a certain date, and the undertaking of this fraudulent, forced for no reason by force of arms, undertaking of bail was how they did it. When I got to the courthouse, they had a document there that they wanted me to sign off on. There was no court hearing. It was a backwards, out-of-the-way courthouse. There wasn't a judge present. It was just a clerk of courts who was present. And no one else, just one person, and that was a clerk of courts. Okay. Oh, my gosh. And I took the document and I refused to sign it on the spot. I said, I'm going to take this, I'm going to read it, and I'm going to return it to you. And, you know, they said, fine. I said, I'm not signing this on the spot. It's too much for me to absorb right now. I'm going to take it, and I'm going to get it checked. And that's what I said. Now, I took this document, and I went through it with a fine-tooth comb. And at the bottom of the document, where the judge's signature should have been, there was a name. And there was no registration number for the judge. every judge or in Australia is probably a similar situation in America. But in Australia, every judge is registered with the Department of Justice and has a registration number. And any decision that a judge makes, they are required to, they often have an official stamp, but they sign the stamp, and either on the stamp or written next to or on the stamp, they have to write their registration number. And in Commonwealth countries, as Australia, New Zealand and Canada, and I think maybe India, but I'm not sure. I think India basically is a republic these days. It's not a Commonwealth country, I don't think, but I could be wrong. You'd have to check that. But I'm for sure in Australia, New Zealand and Canada, the judges are registered. This is whether they're a justice of the peace, a magistrate, a Supreme Court justice, whatever type of judge they are. They are registered with Westminster Abbey in London as a justice of the Crown, a Crown Justice. And I don't know if that's the proper word or not, but no matter what type of judge they are, and they will have a registration number that is issued by Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, and upon her demise, it will be her heir and successor. I hope it's not Prince Charles. I believe it will not be Prince Charles, but probably Prince William, I would say. But they have a registration number that is registered with Westminster Abbey in London. And if they don't have this registration number, they're not a judge of any description. So any time that you get a legal document like this, you need to go through it with a fine-tooth comb, and you especially need to check the credentials of whoever they are saying is the judge at the bottom of the document. Now, the name that they had for the judge was A. Peters at the bottom of this document, and no registration number. And I said, hang on. So I went and I checked for myself all of the records of the Department of Justice here in Victoria, and I checked the list of JPs, which is available online, and, you know, I even went and I checked the Bar Register, which is the Register of Barristers and Solicitors, and absolutely nowhere was I able to find a Justice A. Peters. I was not able to find an A. Peters anywhere on any of these legal registers, which meant that the whole document was null and void, and it was fraud. And attempting to impersonate a judge is a crime.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You can hear? Vincent will be on the broadcast today. He will be in hour number two with Kyle from Montana, I think. I think he lives in Montana. But anyway, Vincent will be on today. He'll be in hour number two. But for now, it's me flying solo, describing our local municipality, the Loddonshire Council, and their corruption and the sort of things that they try to defraud and extort money out of people. And this is very, very important because I don't know how things go with other municipalities, but I think that that this type of fraud might be really, really common, that I might have actually really stumbled across something here. But I'll tell you how it went. Just continuing the story because this is a short segment, okay? So I went through all the lists of judges, and I did not find A. Peters anywhere. So what I did all of this self-representing I did not hire a lawyer. From what I gather, it's quite hard, it's quite difficult in Australia to get lawyers to represent you on this sort of thing, because they seem to have a club. And as George Carlin said, it's all a big club and you ain't in it. Anyway, I made up an affidavit outlining the basis for my assertion that they were in fraud and that they were attempting to extort money out of me. The every municipality in Australia, that none of them are governments, they're all corporations under the definition of the Corporations Act of Australia. I think it's Commonwealth, oh gosh, the year, I think it's 1998, but I might be wrong. I'll have to check that in a minute. Contract without consent is a crime under the Crimes Act, and it's corporate misconduct under the Corporations Act. And if you have a corporation attempting to extort money out of you by attempting to engage in contract without consent or via coercio, then you're not obliged to pay the account. You should not pay the account. And you should, if you can, you should, if there is a relevant authority who's going to do anything about it, you should report it to the relevant authority so that they can do something about it. Now, with the municipalities, it's such a fat cash cow for the state government and for the municipalities themselves. There's nobody to call. But what you can do is you can make up an affidavit, okay, which is you go to the Department of Justice's website and Victorian Department of Justice or whatever state or municipality you're in. And in the United States, you go to your local Department of Justice and they will have a form for an affidavit, okay, where you... It's a form that you fill it in, you print it out, you fill in your relevant details, the basis of your affidavit, and then you take it to a justice of the peace, or you take it to a county courthouse, and you have it sworn as an affidavit. And then you make sure that you're absolutely accurate in everything that you're saying, and then once that is sworn, that becomes
evidence. Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A BNSF train and an 18-wheeler truck collided in Cameron, Texas, causing a large explosion and fire. According to Milam County Judge Steve Young, the crash happened before 7 a.m. Tuesday. Young says the 18-wheeler hit the train, causing 14 train cars to derail. However, the driver of the 18-wheeler survived, and all personnel on the train are okay. The wife of notorious longtime drug kingpin El Chapo on Tuesday was ordered held without bond pending trial one day after she was arrested at Dulles International Airport for alleged international drug trafficking. 31-year-old Emma Espiro faces a charge of conspiracy to distribute 1 kilogram or more of heroin, 5 kilograms or more of cocaine, 1,000 kilograms or more of marijuana, and 500 grams or more of methamphetamines. President Trump has submitted a statement of appeal to an oversight board funded by Facebook in a bid to rejoin the platform. The decision is expected to take around 2.5 months. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A New York woman wanting to start a family has turned down the COVID-19 vaccine because not enough information is known about the vaccine. The personal decision cost her her job. Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg reports.
A woman said she was fired from her server job at a New York City restaurant over not yet wanting to get the coronavirus vaccine, which the restaurant said was a requirement. Bonnie Jacobson, fired from the Red Hook Tavern in Brooklyn after she told management she wanted to hold off because she and her husband are trying to have a child and it's unclear if the vaccines could have any impact on that. Jacobson, being labeled an anti-vaxxer, but according to psychologist Adam Grant, he tells me sometimes people just want more information and for that they're labeled as anti-this or anti-that.
If you're somebody who has some legitimate fears about the side effects of the vaccine and you have a choice between being a vaccine believer or a vaccine skeptic, you're going to probably go to the skeptical side. And what's missing in there is the fact that this is a bell curve, right? Most people are somewhere in the middle saying, look, I don't necessarily want to give every vaccine ever invented to every single newborn on the day that they enter the world. And if I have to be forced to choose one extreme or the other, you might not like where I land. What we want to do is we want to see the shades of gray.
The COVID-19 vaccine is not mandatory at this time. Once we know more about the vaccine, it's possible that it will become mandatory. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking. Vincent will be on the broadcast in about half an hour's time with Kyle. But in the meantime, it's me flying solo, letting people know how to deal with a situation where you know that a municipality is behaving in a corrupt and fraudulent and extortionate manner towards you and how you get out of it. You absolutely do not pay the account, even if you suspect that their behavior is fraudulent okay, because as soon as you agree to pay the account, you agree that there is a lawful basis to the account. And under common law that, you know, it's not that you can't down the road claim that it was extortion, but it certainly makes it more difficult. Now, in Australia, the legislation is the Commonwealth Corporations Act 2001, and it's the in the state of Victoria, it's the Fair Trading Act of 1999. And under both of those pieces of legislation, contract without consent is extortion, and also the Crimes Act, which I'm just going to look up. I'm actually, you know, very aware that the time is ticking away, but under the Crimes Act as well, it is a crime. It is called extortion, and it's a very serious crime. It's basically that they are behaving as a cartel. That is, you know, it's like Al Capone level of behavior and what they're doing. And they are a corporation, the Victoria Police and every police force in Australia. And if you look into it, probably every police force in the world are all corporations, probably, at this stage. I don't know for sure. But I know that pretty well every police force in Australia is a corporation. And that means that if you don't feel like contracting with them, then you can say, I refuse to consent to contract with you. And probably they'll beat you up. But that just proves that they are behaving in a corrupt way, that they are behaving as a criminal cartel, as basically a mafia organization. And legally, that's about where they stand at the moment, because, you know, probably if you refuse to obey their directions, probably they are going to kidnap and bash you at this stage. But I think that we need to start resisting them because they are so corrupt, because they are behaving in a purely criminal way in compelling us by force of arms to contract with them. Anyway, getting back to it, I made up an affidavit, and I had it sworn in front of a justice of the peace. And when I was making up the affidavit, I had certified copies made of the affidavit. And you know, what you do is you have the original affidavit, and then you have the certified copies, and you can very easily make certified copies of an affidavit. That is, you take the original affidavit and you make photocopies, and then you take the photocopies to the Justice of the Peace, or you can often take them to a notary public as well. Somebody like a pharmacist, a solicitor, it varies from place to place, but people like school principals, pharmacists, often police officers, although with me that wasn't going to happen because there was a conflict of interest there. But, you know, depending on where you are, sheriffs or whatever, they will all, you know, be qualified to witness statutory declarations. So you get the original, you keep the original somewhere safe, and then you send off a copy of the affidavit to each interested party. So basically everybody who's named in the affidavit, or each organization that is named in the affidavit as being a party to whatever behavior it is that, you know, is outlined in the affidavit, You send copies of the affidavit to all of them, okay? And you keep a few copies of the affidavit. This is certified copies of the affidavit at home in case you need to send them off at short notice. And this was what I did. Now, the Loddon Shire Council responded. This is the most laughable thing. Because at that time, as soon as I did that, legally they were checkmated. Okay? As soon as I pointed out that I was not going to pay this account because they were in fraud, and they were extorted, they were engaged in extortion, and I was not going to pay the account because they were operating basically as a mafia cartel trying to get me to pay them money so that I could own my own land and live on my own land. That is pure extortion. That is pure mafia cartel behavior, and that they had issued a fraudulent court order against me where there was no judge's signature at the bottom of it, with a fraudulent judge's name, no registration number, a judge that doesn't even exist. And I believe that the words that I used in the affidavit were name that looks as if it was pulled out of a breakfast cereal box, or you know, have a type of breakfast cereal here in Australia, pulled out of a Weet-Bix box. You know, in America you might say pulled out of a hat. The meaning is essentially the same. This is it. And I refused to pay it. How did they respond? They sent me another bill, another invoice, which I ignored. And they have, oh yeah, I didn't quite ignore it. I contacted a particular person who, maybe I should have completely ignored it. But I didn't. I contacted a particular person who works at the Loddon Shire Council, who I am not able to name. And I will not name for reasons that will become apparent in a moment. But I contacted this person and I threatened to sue them into bankruptcy, which I'm perfectly entitled to, under the law, to say such things. This person attempted to extort money out of me. And, you know, I was perfectly entitled to feel extremely upset. I did not threaten this person with physical harm. I would not threaten this person with physical harm. That would be extremely stupid of me to threaten anyone at this stage with personal harm. And it's just that I did threaten to sue them into bankruptcy. That was the words that I used for what they were doing. Maybe I should have let sleeping dogs lie. But, you know, if they continue, then I may still, you know, if our justice system ever opens up again, I may still sue this person. Because they're in the wrong. They're engaged in extortion. And that is grounds for a massive legal claim, and they know it. They responded by sending the blue team around to me again, meaning the Victoria Police, And the Victoria Police issued an intervention order against me, claiming that I had issued threats to this individual. Now, that's very deceptive language. And I would say that the Victoria Police at this stage are acting as the pit bulls, as the, the attack dogs of the Loddon Shire Council, which they are absolutely not under the law there to do. But of course, you know, what is written in the law and legislation, okay, and what actually happens are often two completely different things. Under legislation, Victoria Police are there to maintain the peace. In actuality, they are the attack dogs of the government. And if they, if the government is supporting what you're doing, then, you know, like if, for instance, you are somebody like, I don't know, Black Lives Matter or Antifa, then you could literally riot in the streets and the Victoria Police will sit around twiddling their thumbs. But if you are somebody who is merely trying to prevent the local municipality from extorting money out of you using every lawful means at your disposal, and in no way did I do anything that was contrary to either common law or, you know, the legislation. I did everything by the book. And yet, they sent their attack dogs after me, which was the Victoria Police, which is grounds for a significant damages claim in the future.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stock boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hi, my name is Gwyneth Isaacs. Vincent will be hosting the broadcast in hour two with Kyle, but in the meantime, this is my last segment, and I'm just going to wrap it up by saying how this particular little situation has unfolded and where it stands at this point in time. Now, where it stands is if the Loddon Shire Council ever attempt to enforce this fraudulent court order, then I'm going to sue them. And I'm going to sue them for damages and extortion and whatever else I can find to sue them with, you know, even up to and including high treason for impersonating a government, which they, it's just they have not got a leg to stand on, and there's no way that they would win, because under the Corporations Act, they are in fraud. Under the Crimes Act, they are criminally liable. And I would seek criminal and legal damages in the order of tens of millions of dollars at this stage. They have all been put on legal notice with the issuance of cease and desist orders, and they can't do anything against me. And if they, against the law, try to get their way using false alarms or thuggery, then they're legally liable, because those cease and desist orders are out there. That's a whole nother area. I haven't got time to describe how to issue a cease and desist order right now, but there's no way that they would ever win. So, but it doesn't stop them from, you know, trying. And what they have done, which is the last card that they have in their deck, as they issued this, you know, what do you call it, restraining order against me, which has no basis under the law, actually. And I objected to it. I didn't object in person. Maybe I should have. Maybe I could have. But I'm not cooperating with their courts because I'm fed up with, you know, some guy who's not a magistrate issuing court orders as not lawful, you know. And at the moment here in Victoria, if you're lucky, you get a registrar. A registrar is not a magistrate, is not a judge. It is a wielder of a rubber stamp. And I refuse to acknowledge the validity of them. But I did write to their supposed court outlining my objections. And the objections that I raised were basically completely ignored. And this fraudulent restraining order was issued anyway. Now, I'm not going to... It would be a very stupid thing. Although the restraining order has no basis in law, it would be a very stupid thing for me to defy it, because it would give them the excuse that they need to engage me and kidnap me and bash me up under force of arms, and then to, in the future, use that against me, probably. So I'm not going to defy it. Okay. And what, you know, that's the last trick that they have up their sleeves. They literally cannot do anything else. I hardly leave my farm anyway. So, you know, they have basically nothing further that they can do against me. Because if it ever came out that, you know, that they had come around here and used force of arms against me. And if the police come around here, they renewed it for another 12 months. They sent one officer around here. I was not polite. I have no reason to trust them. I have no reason to be polite. They are acting as a criminal cast at this time, but I didn't use physical force against them. They stayed on their side of the fence and handed me their fraudulent court order, and I stood on my side of the fence and told them exactly what I thought about them. Okay, we've got the music again. We're at the top of the hour news, and Vincent will be back. He will be in hour number two with Kyle from Montana.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.